In this episode, we will be talking about school, our experiences from teachers, transitions, and tips for year six.
So when we were leaving year six, it was like the teacher kept telling us to act like year seven's how it worked. Like we used to get three warnings, we used to miss our break and lunch sometimes. It was like we were practicing like how year seven would be secondary school and stuff. We didn't get sent out of class. It depends if you're arguing with the teacher too bad. Like my friend called Aisha, she used to argue with the teacher a lot. And I got two friends called Aisha. There's an Aisha called that lives around here. And the last day of school was actually one of my worst days of school because we barely did anything and my best friend wasn't in.
When I was in year six, unlike Heba, the teacher didn't really tell us to start being like year sevens. They just kept it normal, but we had fun stuff as well, we had a water fight and treasure hunts. But the difference from secondary school and primary school is really different. When you're in primary school, you don't move classes as much and you don't carry as many books, your bag isn't that heavy. But now in secondary school, it's way more, way more. Now that I'm in secondary school, I was worrying so much in primary school because most of my friends went to a different school, Fairfield. But then now that I'm in secondary school and I'm all settled in and everything, it's not as bad as I thought.
In lockdown, it was really hard. We got laptops, obviously. But it was really hard because we didn't do our homework because it was actually really hard because we couldn't concentrate at the same time. Waking up 7 in the morning, doing our work, it was kind of hard. And I didn't really like it in lockdown because we were doing work, obviously, but we didn't do proper work. We were just doing adding and multiplying and dividing and subtracting. But it was really hard. But how we were going to year seven, it was okay. The first day of school, we were the only people in. But it was okay. So, yeah.
When I was in lockdown, I didn't have that much of a struggle because I was one of those kids who had parents who worked more than others. So then I didn't stay at home. I went to school in lockdown. It was better than staying home, but it was still kind of sad because most of my friends were at home chilling and then I'm just there at school. But it was kind of fun. In lockdown, when we were in the classroom, we had to keep the windows open because we needed ventilation. And in the winter, as we needed all the windows open, we were freezing. It was kind of nice because we got to wear our coats and our hats and our scarves in class. It was kind of nice and cozy, but at the same time, it wasn't that good feeling of in class.
What are you planning to pick for your options?
It was either history or geography, and then there was either computer science or DT.
Oh.
And the DT teacher is gone at the moment. So, but for history and geography, definitely history, because geography is hard. And I like learning about, not the tutors was too long, but things we were doing African history a bit. I like doing things like that, just learning about myself in a way, my country, all that stuff. My future job?
What is your name?
Karima.
How are you today, Karima?
Good, thank you.
What would you like to talk about?
Sexism.
How do you feel about sexism?
It's very rude and unnecessary, and no one should feel it. Experience it.
What examples of sexism have you seen at your school?
They don't let us play football just because we're girls. And they only gave us 2 days to play just because we're girls and just because there's not that much girls playing.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel frustrated and angry.
What do you want to do about it?
I want to speak to the head teacher and raise awareness, because it's actually really annoying. And just because we're girls doesn't mean that we can't play football.
What do you want your teachers and head teacher to do about it?
I want them to solve it by giving us the opportunity to play every single day, and not for the reason to be like that we're just girls, and I want us to feel equal.
Even if the teacher is blatantly wrong, he still tries to find a way of making it like sort of either that, or he starts talking about our morals.
Girls, you're Muslims. You should be respecting your teacher.
And this was all just because one kid decided to storm out the room and he started going into like some rage thing. He was like,
no, you should all be listening and should be talking to each other.
And he was even doing the hand motions and everything. And he was going like the whole time. There was one kid at the front who was arguing with him, like actively. But everyone else was just hiding.
Teacher asked the girl to move and she was like, no, but I wasn't talking. And then she'd be like, oh yeah, but you were. And she was, but she's like, oh no, that wasn't me, that was the person behind me. And she went on for ages, and I was just like, just move so you can get on with our lessons.
From 8:30 till 2:45, we're not allowed to use our phones. It should be like at the back of our bags, and then if a teacher or a staff member sees you using your phone, or like even if you have it in your hand or something and you're doing stuff with your bag, you get told off, and then they ask you to give it to them so they can place it at student reception, and then they say to you you can collect it at the end of the day. But if you argue with the staff or member, they make you collect it on the next day, at the end of school day on the next day. And then for example, if you're like out of school hours and you're like trying to do something, or like you're just taking a picture with friends, or like you're just doing a TikTok or something, they tell you to not do it in a place where the logo is visible. They just don't want their school to be known as like people just doing TikToks and they're allowed to. They just don't want to break the school rules and stuff like that.
There was this, like, they have like this creative space, like a small place where you can just go if you want somewhere quiet at lunch. I mean, walking down the corridor, and it's like halfway through the corridor, you have to walk up some stairs into the room. And there was this English teacher, she was teaching her year 7 class, and because we have like staggered lunch times, they were like different. And the teacher screamed at us. We weren't even talking, we were barely whispering, because we knew it was our lesson time. So we were walking slowly in the corridor, and there was 4 of us. And she screamed, stop, turn around, go outside. You're making noise in my corridor. This corridor is not allowed. And you said we weren't making any noise. Like, no, stop, don't talk, turn around, and or I'll give you detention. So we just like, and then we just like turned around, we went, and once she went back in the classroom, we just snuck back into the corridor, went up. Sometimes, like, I understand, like, we should give respect to teachers, obviously, but the respect does go both ways. Like, we weren't even being rude, and we weren't talking back. We were just telling her that we were trying to go, like, halfway through the corridor just to go up those stairs, but she wouldn't listen.
Okay, my first question for you is, Nasra, if you were the head of a school, what would you change about it?
I would...
Or even as a student, what do you think school should be changed about?
I think it should definitely, not just my school, but like other schools should definitely include more diverse staff, more diverse... definitely just like generally employ more diverse staff, so the children, like... the students can have sometimes like a role model or someone to look up to, say that they're like they're just like me, so I might just be like them.
Hi, I'm Amal, and I am going to be saying some tips about like moving from year six to year seven. Tip number one: when you're going to year six to year seven, you shouldn't really worry as much, because like it's not really like when you get to that school, it's not going to be that scary. Tip number two: you should prepare yourself as well, like by buying like calculators and more stationery, because you'll probably need more than like primary. Tip number three: when you're in year six, you know the lines aren't that big, because they do like year group by year group. But in secondary school, they have a very long line, so you should prepare yourself for the wait.